Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, 7:3, and the Mishnah continues to list those five cases in which the notel, the one who's taken, could take a shavuah and collect. This is the nechbal, the person who's a victim of personal injury. So again, basically outside, the idea is that a person, there are two witnesses that see Reuven go in. They know that Shimon was perfectly fine when they saw him, you know, recently. But now Reuven comes out and Shimon's got, you know, a broken arm. And Shimon's claiming that Reuven did it to him. So we have circumstantial evidence that he went in there. If Shimon swears that Reuven did it to him, we'll believe him and make Reuven pay for the damages. Now, if you'll ask, how is this fair? So the answer is that, although, again, midoraisa, certainly we can't make Reuven pay without witnesses, the thought is that so much more often than not, a person who's a victim of, you know, being of battery, person doesn't injure himself normally. So if a person's claiming that someone did it to him, so we have circumstantial evidence, we'll believe that claim, either because it's just unlikely he would get injured. It doesn't happen to people very often. They do it themselves. And second of all, it's very common and very unjust that people strong arm others and injure them and rough them up, and we want to sort of protect against that. So this is a warning, as the Rambam describes it, that we put in place that you can't just, you know, rough people up and get away with it, because we'll believe your victim if he swears it's true. So on balance, Chazal felt this was the more just way to go of the two options. Says the Mishnah inside, Hanechbal, the person who's been injured, Ketzad, what's the scenario? Hayu me'idin oso she'nichnes tachas yado shalem v'yatza chavul. The witnesses testify, they know when Reuven went into Shimon's house, Shimon was just fine. And when Reuven came out of Shimon's house, Shimon had a broken arm. Va'amar lo chabaltabi. And Shimon's claim is, yeah, because you broke my arm, Reuven. Vehu omer lo chabalti. And Reuven denies it. He says, no, I didn't. Hareze nishba v'notel. Says the Mishnah again, dinder rabbanon. The injured party, Shimon, can swear that it was Reuven who injured him, and he'll be able to collect. Again, we're believing Shimon because he's swearing, and we believe it's more likely than not that Shimon didn't injure himself, and to the contrary, there are lots of Reuvens out there who do bad things, so therefore we want to put this in place to protect victims. We think that's the better of the two options of which way to err, in terms of which is the fair way to err in justice, in judgment. Rabbi Huda again speaks out what he spoke on the previous two Mishnayos, which is, he says, you only have a rabbinic shvuah in which a person can take if there was a doraisa obligation on the defendant to swear and not pay. So Rabbi Huda Omer, you need to have that Shimon, the defendant, the nitba, has a partial admission. In other words, Ketzad, for example, Amarlo Chabalta Bishtaim. Shimon says, Reuven, you broke both my arms. V'hala Omer, Lo Chabalti Bach Becha El Achas. And Reuven says, nope, I only broke one of your arms. So again, he admits to one broken arm. It's a partial admission. And he'd have to swear on the other arm. But instead, we believe Shimon to say, no, it was both arms. Halach again, like Tanakama, that we have this built into our justice system, that a person swears he was injured by so-and-so, and there are witnesses that are supported, you know, circumstantially, will believe the ostensible victim that indeed he was injured by this fellow and make that fellow pay.